as a result of being involved with the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto over the past month and a half, I've been exposed to a lot of different events, and it's a great way to network as well. And that's oftentimes one of the main things that I emphasize to today's youth and young professionals who are interested in pursuing diplomacy or pursuing international relations, is that networking is not only crucial, but it's fundamental to allowing you to learn more about the different sectors that are out there. If you're passionate about diplomacy, then, as you mentioned, becoming involved with a chamber is a great way to get your name out there. And at the same time, it's a great way for you to make an impact if you're passionate about serving the community or being even involved in various events that are coming up. What would you say are some of your main goals as the honorary consul of the Republic of Poland?
Well, we are in the province that obviously the number of Polish citizens is comparison to Toronto, nothing to discuss even. It's a group of maybe a few hundreds active people. So my main goal is not necessarily concentrating on what are the needs in Polish community, because we have those small organizations. We have school, we have club, we have Polish-Canadian Scientific Society, which is unique because we have 17 Polish professors at university meeting on a regular basis together and presenting and exchanging information. So having this organized, my main goal is actually to come with everything that I can bring from Poland and show this to local Canadian people. So number one, we decided to have regular meetings with other honorary consuls. So 3-4 times a year, we are meeting with honorary consul from Finland, France, England, Netherlands, and we talk about things, we discuss, and we have even together certain events that we sponsor and we go. Second one is trying to present something from our, not only regarding trade, but from our culture and tradition. I was lucky enough, January 26 and 7, we had first Polish Film Festival when we presented film Bogowie, Gods, and Warsaw 44 with very good attendance and so much interest to the point that this will be now every year event in January in Saskatoon. I try to also meet with certain government people to discuss specific programs. One of them is Youth Mobility Program that I already presented to Ministry of Higher Education here. And we are trying to show the short films, movies presentation to encourage young Canadian to go to Poland for work, for study, for travel, at least for 1 year. I know that you are involved in the organization of this March 9, I believe you have this meeting that you even probably would like to discuss, but this is also involvement on our side. So my main goal is try to take the best what you can from your country and present to Canadians. Saskatchewan is very much in different situation than obviously Ontario, and but Manitoba, Saskatchewan, they definitely need much more information about our country, about Poland. They need a presentation. They need information about tourism. We try to show them the best, and the goal is try to put strong elements of Canadian culture and tradition to make Canadian culture extra rich and looking even better.
As you mentioned, you brought up the economy forum that the NATO Association of Canada has coming up. On Wednesday, March the 9th, the NATO Economy Forum on Mining and Infrastructure will take place in Toronto. The Economy Forum came to life as a response to NATO's interests in economic development and establishing security. The NATO Council also strives to help realize this goal by increasing economic trade among NATO allies and partner countries. This conference will offer ample opportunity for Canadian businesses to actively engage and participate in some very valuable business-to-business and government-to-government meetings with foreign business and government representatives. The point of this forum is to increase Canadian trade and investment with the participating countries. We would also like for you to discuss some of the economic and mining opportunities that are available in Saskatchewan.
When it comes to trade and discussion about economy, my best role is as a facilitator rather than an expert. Since I am a physician, though this knowledge is beyond me, and what I do is trying best to connect certain people. So at the same time, I think that I didn't know early enough, but we try to make a strong connection specifically in the mining industry between Saskatchewan, which obviously has expertise. And I discuss on a number of occasions, and it's already done first few steps, to do twin city between Saskatoon and Polish Zabrze. And the mayor of Saskatoon and mayor of Zabrze, they exchange letters. They invite each other to become twin city. And actually, hopefully, as the next step, take advantage of this communication and discuss opportunities. For example, I know that Poland is now becoming quite impressive expert in mining tools and mining machinery, and this is available, if there is discussion about this, could be available to other countries, including Canada. So I try to meet people and make them talk to each other rather than pretending that I know this industry very well. So
right.
As helper, I am a facilitator, I am okay. As an expert, I'd rather pass this to more knowledgeable about this topic people.
Absolutely. And we appreciate that. Oftentimes, there are a lot of these conferences and forums that we have coming up, and oftentimes it's useful to reach out to individuals who not only have the network, but have strong relationships with various individuals who may have the necessary expertise in that area.
And this is slight, probably, weakness of the fact that, despite the fact that we are put in different provinces, because now almost every province has their consul, we don't get necessary information about those things. And by the nature of the organization, obviously, our consulate in Toronto and Vancouver are everything is centered around those two places. And places like probably Calgary, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are periphery of the action. And we don't even know that, sometimes we don't even know that somebody is expecting us to participate in those events. So it's a slow process to making sure that there is communication between us. The same is the situation when we go to Poland, and we visit Poland very often. As an honorary consul, unless we make our own connection, we don't have really places to go in Warsaw, Krakow, Gdansk, and I give you example. I connected with Institute of Diplomacy in Warsaw. I connected with Museum of Immigration in Gdynia. I made connection with the local Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and those things probably could be facilitated by the Polish diplomatic government, by the Polish government, either in Warsaw, Krakow, or other places, or through our embassy here in Ottawa. But it's slowly getting better.